I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, before we start quizzing with this week's guest, we have something very exciting for you. It's a giveaway. We have a huge snack box from Mr. Filbert's filled with delicious things and a big fat quiz book so you can hold your own quiz night. All you have to do is check out our Instagram page for the details at QuizChatRepeat. It's running from the 29th of March to the 9th of April, so get in there quickly to win at QuizChatRepeat. On with the quiz. This is a special Sports Wednesday with James that we've dug up from our archives because he just loves football so much, so enjoy. It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's another Sport Wednesday. Joining me today is fellow podcaster James Bugg. James, you host a football podcast. This is a sports quiz. What kind of big things can we expect from you today?
There's a lot of pressure, I won't lie. A lot of pressure on me. I know a lot about football, I think. I mean, this could, again, come crashing down on me, but I don't know loads about other sports, I'll be honest. I'm not.
Okay. Well, there are a few others.
Yeah, I know. That's a mistake. I was never any good at any other sports, so just pass me by.
Don't you worry. I'm sure there's a football in there. Let's quiz. Question number one. What name is given to the caged arena of a UFC fight?
Oh, no. I've never watched UFC. I know that they go to some island nowadays to fight. I know that because of like coronavirus. I think they've all just jetted off to some private, you know, country where they're allowed to smash each other up. Dojo? That's what they call like a martial arts thing, isn't it? So
incorrect. The correct answer is the Octagon.
Oh, I think I might have heard that. I can live without that.
Yeah, exactly. Question number two. Blind, French, and quick are all variations of which sport? That's quick with a K.
Ooh. Well, I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I used to play French cricket. I'm pretty sure French cricket is a cricket, and I think quick cricket is one as well. So I'll say cricket.
Absolutely correct. The correct answer is cricket. Question number three. Steve Hansen was Rugby World Coach of the Year for 3 years, 2012 to 2014, including an undefeated season with which national team?
2015. Who won it? I'm just trying to think if that helps. Who was a good team around there? I don't know. I feel like it's either New Zealand or South Africa. Let's go with New Zealand.
Correct. The correct answer is New Zealand.
Okay.
Question number four. What W is a US sporting goods company and current racket sponsor of Roger Federer and Serena Williams?
Oh, I'm sure I know that. What W? Oh, W racket manufacturers, you say?
Yeah.
Wilson?
And sporting goods company. Correct. The correct answer is Wilson.
Cool.
Question number five, in 2018, what device did Australian bowler Cameron Bancroft use to tamper a cricket ball with?
I do remember that story. Yeah. I've got no idea. It's probably not a penknife because I think if you brought a penknife onto a pitch, you ask the other trouble you get into.
Final answer, penknife?
Tipex.
Tipex, no. Final answer, Tipex. It is incorrect. The correct answer is sandpaper.
Oh, yeah, that does ring a bell, yeah.
Question number six. What is a gap wedge?
Well, there's a lot of wedges in golf. Sand wedge, pitching wedge. I've never heard of a gap wedge in golf. I think it is a golf club.
Correct. The correct answer is golf club. Yeah. Question number 7, James. Which sport first competed in France is officiated by a commissaire?
First competed in France. Commissaire. Fencing always seems a bit French. Maybe it could be that, or it could be something like, I don't know. They play a lot of sports like boule and pétanque. Pétanque, is that what it's called? I go to France quite a bit, and that's always on TV. So the answer is definitely not French cricket, I'm guessing, right?
No.
Okay. Let's go. Originating in France. Let's go fencing.
It's a lovely answer, but it is incorrect. The correct answer is cycling.
Oh.
Yeah. Question number 8. James, which current Premier League footballer has the highest active goal tally in Premier League history? Now we're in football.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure there's... Now I feel a little bit more confident in saying that I'm going to get it wrong. I'm pretty sure there's two players in the Premier League at the moment who have scored... who are in the top 10 Premier League goal scorers of all time. I think that's Sergio Aguero and Harry Kane, and I'm pretty sure Aguero has scored more goals than Kane so far. Oh, now I'm thinking. I'm just trying to think if there's anyone else. I mean, who else is there? So it's Toppers, Shearer, Rooney, Andy Cole, who's fourth? Frank Lampard. Yeah, Sergio Aguero.
Correct!
You.
You do know your onions, don't you?
Yeah, I was just showing off there. I knew that. I could have said that in one go.
It was really nice to hear you say all the other people in the list, because it's totally right. He's fourth, Aguero. Alan Shearer. Wayne Rooney, Andy Cole, all above him, but they're all retired or playing in other leagues now.
Yes.
And Harry Kane is the next highest active player at Knights with 150 goals. You knew every single corner of that question.
I'm a very sad man.
No, I love that. Question number 9. In a fitness bleep test, what distance are the cones set apart?
Oh, I'm really being taken back to school today. I think I've done one of these ever and I hated it and I never want to do it again. I think this was a... Basically, this has now just turned into how big was my old gym at school. It's about, I don't know, 10?
Incorrect. The correct answer is 20 metres. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name one of the 5 oldest football teams currently playing in the Premier League? I love this question. I love how old football teams are.
Yeah, they're some old ones. That is a good question. I'm worried I'm not really great at this. Arsenal are very old, but they were called Woolwich Arsenal before. I'm trying to think who's in the Premier League, who's very old. I mean, Spurs were 1882, I think. Who else is old? I'll go for Woolwich Arsenal. Arsenal, one of them.
You're going for Arsenal?
Yeah.
No, you sound so scared. It is incorrect.
No, don't.
My top 5 are Aston Villa. Is 1874.
Well, that's old. Are Spurs in the top 5?
No. We've got Wolverhampton Wanderers, 1877, originally St. Luke's FC. Everton, 1878. Manchester United, 1878. They were previously Newton Heath, LYR Football Club.
Mm.
And then West Bromwich Albion, yeah, 1878.
Oh, boy. That was I got a football one wrong.
I know. Let's leave quickly. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any 2 members of WWE's D-Generation X wrestling crew, past or present?
I have so little idea what any of those words mean. D-Generation or what? So some wrestlers, okay. I know a few, I know Hulk Hogan, I know Triple H, I know Stone Cold Steve Austin, I know The Rock. D-Generation, Hulk Hogan?
Incorrect.
No. And let's say Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, it's not here, I'm afraid. You could have had Triple H.
No way, really?
Yes. There's a lot of them. There's China, Billy Gunn, Hornswoggle, Stephanie McMahon, Shawn Michaels, The New Age Outlaws, Road Dogg, Rick Rude, Tori, Triple H, Mike Tyson was a one-time member, and X-Pac.
They're all real people. You haven't just made them up on the fly.
It doesn't sound like a party I want to go to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially moment, yeah.
Question number 12. For 3 points, James, can you name any 3 of the 10 highest paid female athletes of 2020? And that's as published by Forbes magazine.
Right. Okay. Serena Williams?
Number two, 36 million. Good for her.
Yeah, that's good. Highest earning female athletes. I get, maybe it's Megan Rapinoe, someone on there. She's probably earned quite a lot from book deals and things.
I'm afraid she's not on the top 10 list that I've got in front of me. Do you want to try one more?
Yeah, Naomi Osaka.
Number one!
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So number one, Naomi Osaka. Number two, Serena Williams. Number three, Ashley Barty. Number four, Simona Halep. Number five, Bianca Andreescu. Number six, Garbina Muguruza. Number seven, Elena Svitolina. Number eight, Sophia Kenin. Number nine, Angelique Kerber. And number 10, Alex Morgan. 1 to 9, all tennis players. And Alex Morgan's the only soccer player, football player on the list. Your score at the end of your Sports Wednesday is... 7 points, James. Ooh. Not as good as your previous quizzes, but sport is a mucky, tricky quiz to get through some days.
It is.
And then some days you surprise yourself.
Yeah, I didn't surprise myself today. I got exactly what I assumed I was going to get.
We'll talk more about your love of sport after this quick break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide, well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football.
It sound right, boy.
Aside from football, I was going to say, are you a fan of other sports? But it's,
no.
It didn't seem like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like playing other sports. I like, it's like swimming. I wouldn't have got any swimming questions unless it was like, can you do the breaststroke? Yes.
So how old were you when you got into football?
Young, very young. So it's born 89. I think the first, I think I went to a Spurs match 95, first game.
Right.
Spurs Blackburn. So around that time, I really got into them. I loved Darren Anderton. He used to play for Spurs.
Right.
Unhealthily, I liked him. Really, really loved that guy. I remember I once asked to have my haircut like him when I was a kid.
And what kind of haircut was that at the time?
He had like floppy curtains, basically.
I was going to say, it's always curtains in footballers in the 90s, so it's all right.
Yeah, a bit Hugh Granty kind of style. And I remember the hairdresser said that my hair type was just not correct for that, and it was crushing.
You know what? Simon Amstel, my lovely friend Simon Amstel, exactly the same thing. Jewish, curly hair. And he wanted curtains so badly. And they said, your hair type's not right. And he was crushed. I hear you.
Very similar people. I mean, he and Simon, yeah. Might have even got the same hairdresser.
The day you... Well, he is Essex.
Yeah,
aren't
he is.
You up there? Who is this mean hairdresser just ruining all these young boys' dreams? No, you can't have curtains. James Bugg, thank you very much. You did very well. 7 points. Well done, you.
Thank you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Join us tomorrow for Quiz of Your Life Thursday. But here's your third connector clue of the week. Remember, the connection between the four will be revealed on Friday. See if you can get it. We want to know the first name of the US president to take office after JFK. The first name of the US president to take office after JFK. Join us tomorrow for James's Quiz of Your Life and your final connector clue of the week.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.